Divorce is illegal in only two places in the world, Vatican City and the Philippines. And in the Philippines, resistance may be fading. Here's Michael Sullivan.
After 9 years of marriage to a philandering husband and suffocating in-laws, Alpago threw in the towel. She wanted out, for herself and her two children.
Ano, parang gusto ko na lang maputol kasi
I just wanted to cut ties with him. If I ever achieve my goals, I don't want to do it carrying his name. And if I acquire properties in the future, I just want to have to share it with him.
But with divorce illegal, except for the 5% of the population that's Muslim, the best she could hope for was an annulment, which dissolves the marriage. But they're expensive and out of reach for many here. And the results often arbitrary. Alpago spent about $5,000 trying to get hers. She failed.
Kasi ang ground na pinail namin was psychological.
I filed it on the grounds of psychological incapacity, but they said it wasn't enough.
Later, some friends told her why, that the judge wasn't a fan of annulments. So Alpago gave up. Lawyer Clara Padilla, the executive director of Engender Rights, has heard stories like this one and far worse about women routinely denied annulments by conservative judges.
Women, even if they're in an abusive relationship where their husbands would batter them, even if their husbands are drunkards, alcoholic, or engage in extramarital affairs, their wives are unable to dissolve the marriages.
But a bipartisan divorce bill passed by the Philippines House in March is giving women like Alpago hope. No divorce bill has ever made it this far in the predominantly Roman Catholic Philippines. Sociologist Jail Cornelio of Ateneo University calls it
unprecedented.
Cornelio, reached via Skype, notes that recent polls show more than half of Filipinos are in favor of divorce. He says the passage of a reproductive health bill a few years ago signaled the beginning of the end of the church's dominance in people's lives.
The influence of the Catholic Church when it comes to one political matters and two private moral affairs is becoming weaker and weaker.
On a Sunday morning, I went to see Auxiliary Catholic Bishop Broderick Pabilio in his office, where a Bible study class was being held next door. Pabilio is adamant that allowing divorce will weaken Philippine society.
According to our Philippine constitution now, we are supposed to protect the family and to strengthen the family. And divorce will not help our people at all.
Not even women who've been abandoned or a battered woman who just wants out?
She can be legally separated from the man. So we have also a way out.
Legally separated, but still married to the batterer.
We cannot make a policy for certain cases, whereas the whole society would suffer in the long run.
And the church still has a powerful ally in the Philippine Senate, which must also pass the bill for it to become law.
Unfortunately for those who are proposing it, I don't believe in it. As far as I'm concerned, it's not priority.
That's Senate Majority Leader Vicente Soto III, a staunch opponent of divorce, as are many others in the Senate. But he says that doesn't mean he won't allow a vote.
I am not going to stymie the bill because I am not in favor of divorce. That doesn't mean I will not do my job. I will.
Both the Senate Majority Leader and Bishop Pabilio put the chances of passage in the Senate at about 50-50. It would still need to be approved by President Duterte, whose own marriage was annulled. He's expressed his opposition to divorce in the past, but then he's not a fan of the Catholic Church either. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.